Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the XT32 Auto Lube Stroker Telescopic Sucking Wearable Version Low Noise from X Space Cup. And this is an amazing toy, probably easily the best toy of the year, top five of all time. This is how good this toy is. So first of all, you may be wondering why I'm looking at this case. That's because this case, it's a hard shell lockable case. This toy comes with a no shit lockable storage case, and it has, it may be hard to see because of the stupid handle. So this is, you know, you can set this whatever you want. I don't know how, the instructions might have come with it and I just overlooked it. I don't know how to change the code. So it comes with code 000 and that opens up the lock. You might be able to reset it. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The numbers do change though. Like, see, I just changed it to 3 and it does not open. So to open it, I got to change it back to 000. You do that and it releases the zippers. So this is awesome. This toy comes with a hard shell lockable storage case. I have never encountered that in my entire life. I mean, even I don't even know. I have nothing to compare that to. I mean, this alone, just the case, is probably like 20, 30 bucks. I mean, it's a lockable hard shell bespoke storage case for this sex toy. And wait till you see it. Oh my goodness. All right. Are you prepared? Is your body ready? Let me unzip this thing. Oh my goodness. I'm excited. I hope you're excited too. Okay, here we go. So this is the toy. Again, it has a bespoke case and it has a lot going on. We'll talk about everything. Okay, this is a big syringe with a tube. We'll cover this a little bit later. We'll come back to that. Okay. So this shell is, we're gonna come back to this. There's a lot going on here. In this box is something really interesting. So it's a little plastic, flew out of my hands. All right, it's a little plastic thing, okay? And it doesn't come off, but this cap comes off and there's a hole. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to take this syringe, fill it with lube, put this cap here, over this hole, and inject the lube into this container. And once the lube's in the container, it screws into the toy and you push a button and it auto adds lube so it feels like a real woman. Instead of you having to add all the lube yourself, she can basically, you know, cream on your dick. So you hit a button, it adds lube while you're using the toy without you having to stop, pull your dick out, squirt some lube on your dick. But you've got to inject it in this tube. I don't know why the top doesn't screw off. Just make it like watertight, but make it screw off. I mean, just make it screw off in half. I don't know, but they went with the syringe and tube method rather than having the top screw off for some reason. So you just squirt lube in there, fill this up. Anyway, let me show you the toy itself. Again, there's a lot going on here. So we're gonna say goodbye to our zip-up bespoke hard shell case. Very cool though. All right, so here is the toy itself. It kind of reminds me of the gun from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. It's like this cartoony gun, or it's like one of those massage guns that has the ball and it goes up and down real quick. I guess it's kind of like that, except instead of it massaging your skin, it massages your penis. I don't know. Anyway, so the lube container, it goes in the handle. So you unscrew this, take this out, take the lube container, put it on, and then put the thing back on. That's it. All right, so that's where the lube goes. The top, this is where the hands-free device screws into, and I'll show you that a little bit later. It has a legit hands-free device, and it's the best hands-free device I've ever seen. So I've seen ones that are straps, I've seen ones that screw on to desks with suction cups or clamps. This one actually goes around your waist, and it's really easy to take on and off. And, well, I'll have to show you. But anyway, let me show you the toy itself. All right, so unscrew it, cool. Okay, it's a regular insert, generic circle, nothing too crazy. But okay, let me show you the insert. Okay, so the insert's pretty, I must have I'm laying it up like that must have activated the button. Okay, I apologize. Okay, the insert is one piece. You turn it inside out. It's very stretchy. You could turn this inside out, clean it out really easily. There's a hole right by the lip. Why is that significant? Because right here is where the suction is. So this hole corresponds to this, I don't know what you call this. This is where the lube comes out, the thing that squirts the lube on your cock. So when you put the insert on, make sure that you angle it so that this hole corresponds to this nub, and then when you hit the button, it'll squirt lube on your dick while you're using it automatically, which is really cool. I've never seen a toy that had like an auto lube function. Okay, so let's talk about you have the on button, which is also a pause button in the middle. You have up and down in terms of like modes. The H is like, I think that's like a hardcore mode. Let me turn it on. Okay, so supposedly this H is like for a climax mode, but it only makes it do... Oh, there it goes. Okay, I don't know why you have to hit it so many times. This thing is stupid powerful, by the way. This is as powerful as the Leighton 10. And I tried it. It's like, look, let me just put it down. I mean, this is like a big ass thing too, and it is really powerful. All right, so that is the H. Let me turn the H off. All right. Why does it do that? Do I have to hold it? How do I get it to go? Okay, this is kind of confusing. All right, so you hit the middle one to get it started. H is like max settings. So it's going, and then I can hit this, the left and the right, to make it go faster or slower. Like there's faster, and then make it go slower, you know? All right, and that's about it. Nothing too crazy. And then this bottom, hold on. This bottom one is lube and suction. So I don't have any lube in the container, but if you wanted to add some lube or activate suction through that same thing, then that's what this does. It adds the suction and the lubes, and you hit it, and it goes crazy. And you can add the suction and the lubes, and there you go. All right. So you could use it like this, obviously. Or, remember this cap? Put the cap on it, and then... That way you don't have to worry. It goes all the way to the edge. See that? So this way you don't have to worry about it like getting out of your hand or your dick going in a weird angle. But you don't have to use the cap if you don't want to. But the cap goes all, like the insert goes all the way to the edge. So the cap is there to basically keep it from pushing against you. All right, okay, hold on. All right, okay. Now, one more thing to show you is the hands-free device. All right, this is the hands-free device. It looks weird, I know. So it has, this is so cool. The hands-free device has these little kind of, I don't know what you call this. It's so easy to take on and off. Most of the hands-free toys I've used use like a lot of straps. Or something like that, like a belt. This one, it has like a nylon webbed belt that you can adjust, but then you just push it through and then you just close it and it locks it. So you put this around your waist and then you put it in here and then it snaps on and it's super easy. Now, you might think that this goes like across your waist where your underwear is, but your dick has to be here. So this actually goes across your stomach. And I'll show you, okay, so let me show you how this works. What you're gonna do is you're going to put this screw hole and you're gonna match it to this red knob. And then you're just gonna line them up like this. Hold on. And then this is gonna be a little bit awkward, but you just, oh my goodness. There we go. Man, so I was able to do this with these gloves on, so it's not that hard to do. Okay, once it's on, it's on. But here's the thing. The thing is, it's not like locked in place. It's going to wobble, so it actually feels like the real thing. So you put this around your stomach, your dick, because, and the thing is, it even, I know this seems weird, but when you have a boner, your dick is sticking slightly upward. It's not sticking perpendicular to your body. It's going to angle slightly upward, and this compensates for that. So this is going to be on your stomach, and then this is going to go where your dick's going to go up in here. And so you put it, you turn it on, and I'm going to hold it by the hands-free device, and you can see how it wobbles, but it's very, very hands-free. You don't have to, unlike other ones with straps or anything, this is very comfortable to wear. It doesn't get away from you, and you can, it, because it's only held on by one point, it's not going to get in the way. So this is how it looks like from the other side. It's going, and this part rests against your body, and then the insert goes up and down your dick. It's very powerful. And because it's hands-free, hold on. Because it's hands-free, it's really hands-free. You strap this to your stomach, put your dick in it, turn it on, it's totally hands-free. So you can do other stuff with your hands. So if you have a waifu, you can just, you don't have to hold the toy with one hand while you're touching her body with the other hand. It's completely hands-free. Now, I've used toys in the past where I take the toy and I kind of put it in between Celestina's thighs. And then when I'm using the toy, I'm like bracing it against her. But you still have to be aware that the toy, if you adjust, the toy could fall away because you're not holding it. So a lot of times you end up holding the toy with one hand while you're interacting with your waifu, giving her hugs and kisses or something with the other hand. Now, with this toy, because it's totally hands-free and because it straps to your body, it's not attached to your desk. It's not a, you know, suction cup to anything. This is attached to you. You can move around it however you want. And it's moving around in a very natural way. It's not pressed against you. So a lot of, I didn't even know, wait, this locks in place? I didn't even know this kind of locked in place. I was just letting this go nuts before, but apparently this does kind of lock in place, which is good to know. Anyway, this, it doesn't matter. Like, it's going to move around a little bit, which is fine. Actually, let me turn this on. So this is only attached on two points. So because it's not mechanical, like the one problem with the Leighton 10 is the up and down kind of cowgirl motion was very mechanical. And when a real woman is riding your dick, it's a little bit more random. It's not mechanical like that. This simulates the kind of the random organic tempo of sex. It's not just like mechanical and precise. It's very in the moment and spontaneous. So this toy was great. It feels as good as the Leighton 10, which is an amazing toy. I recommended it last year, gave it one of my highest scores. This does more than the Leighton 10. So you're getting a motor that's as good as Leighton 10. You can strap it to your body and be hands-free. So you can use this while you're watching a porn and have both your hands free. Or if you play erotic visual novel games, you can strap this to you, wear it, have it jerk you off, and both of your hands are free. You don't have to worry about holding the toy in one hand and doing something with the other hand. If you have a waifu, you can give her hugs and kisses or whatever, and your hands are free. And it's very comfortable because you're not going to have to mess around with a whole bunch of straps. There's one strap, it goes across your stomach, and that's it. It's super convenient. Now, the only downside is the hands-free device doesn't fit in the case. So everything else goes away in this nice lockable case, and then you have this hands-free thing that, you're just going to have to figure out a place to put this. Now, this does come off. It goes in kind of sideways and then kind of turns, and so you can take this apart and you can put this somewhere. But that's the only part that, like, but this doesn't necessarily look like a sex toy. It looks like something. I mean, people are going to ask questions like, what the hell is this? Is this like a boner trainer? I don't know. But anyway, yeah, crazy, crazy. So this toy is amazing. Look at that speed. It's like those massage guns. I bet you could use this as a massage gun. I bet you could, like, use this as a massage gun. Like, oh yeah, get all those knots out. It actually feels pretty relaxing. I bet you could use this on someone's back. I mean, they'd probably be like, what the fuck is that? Like, is that a pocket pussy? But, you know, other than that weird, awkward moment where they realize you're giving them a massage with a pocket pussy, this is actually a straight-up massage gun. So they took a massage gun, and they turned it into a sex toy, and it's pretty awesome. All right. So, the bespoke case. You have the lube container, which is... I've never seen that before. The suction, it supposedly has suction. I didn't really feel the suction, but the fact that it squirts lube on your dick and you don't have to stop is pretty cool. The container should have had a screw on top instead of this weird syringe thing, but they at least give you the syringe. So you don't have to worry about buying one. It gives you the syringe and it has like the little tube and there you go. So at least they give you what you need. Anyway, so all this together, is only $159.69. This is an amazing toy. This is a $200+ toy easy. And that doesn't even include the fact that it comes with a lockable hard shell case, meaning you can just put this wherever and no one's going to know what it is because they're not going to know the code. So you just put it in your closet or under your bed or whatever. Like, it's fine because it doesn't look like anything. And even if they open it up, what are they going to see? They're going to see a massage gun. They're going to wonder why you have a massage gun. That's in the off chance for some reason they open it up and see it. They're going to, oh, it's a massage gun. That's weird. So it's pretty much the best kind of stealth toy if you live with people, like roommates or parents, and you want to, you know, keep them out of your business. Having a lockable case is amazing. And the fact that this comes with one is incredible. And it's under $200. This is easily worth more than $200. And it's not just like a little under $200. It's $159. So it's $50 shy of $200. So this is already on sale. It's already reasonably priced at about $150. I have a 15% off coupon code on top of its price. So you're saving even more. Now that coupon code is temporary, so you're going to want to pick this up as soon as possible before that coupon code expires. But even if it does, this is still very reasonably priced at $150-some. But if you can get it for 15% off on top of that, I highly recommend it. And it's a fully functional massage gun. You can straight up just use this as a massage gun. Just, you know, like put it on your whatever, you know, not just for, it's not just for your penis. Whatever is aching, whatever needs some relief, you feel it. You feel this would actually give a legit massage. So, wow. Anyway, I'm very impressed, very impressed. Oh, there's also like a headphone port. So, I'm sure there's some moans or something built in. I don't care. I never care about the moans. They're always compressed crap. Sounds like a Sega Genesis. Just put on a porn. Put on some Bluetooth earbuds if you need sound effects while you masturbate. I never use the built-in headphone moaning, but it is there in case you care about that sort of thing. And I didn't mention this. It uses USB-C, which I appreciate because I use a USB-C cord for a lot of things, including my phone. And USB-C cords are like $20 each. So if I can score some free USB-C cords, that's just a win as far as I'm concerned. So get this, 15% off, comes with a USB-C cord. It's a fully functional massage gun. Plus it jerks you off. Plus it has a hands-free device. Plus it has a bespoke locking storage case for less than $200 with a 15% off coupon code. What are you waiting for? Get it now. Thank you, X Space Cup, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.